Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. Playoffs are finally here. Yeah. It's here.
Three wins to New Orleans.
It's snowing. There's more snow on the ground than it was for Christmas.
Yeah, that's true. Welcome on in, everyone. We are back from some time off. Hope everyone out there had a great Christmas, a great New Year, and obviously a great regular season. 215-592-9494. That's how you help. Boris, Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. On a Monday, we're locked and loaded. We're back here now. All of us back for the week. It is a playoff week. We get a playoff game against the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, and shout out to all the people that still write paper checks. You know, I was thinking about that this morning, that there's somebody out there right now that last week or today, they wrote a check and they put on that thing 2024. Remember back in the day, remember when you had to write a check?
Somebody That's a
put
big a, thing. Yeah.
And now you have to remember to put 2025 on that. So shout out to the old school, old heads that are still out there writing paper checks.
I love that one. All right, 215-592-9494. The stage is set. Yesterday was fun. I mean, it had a preseason feel to it. We did the pregame show. Shout out to Tanner McKee. Played his butt off yesterday.
They did.
And all those guys. I thought Trott Jr. played well. Shipley. You know, they got some contributions yesterday. Oren Burks had like 20 tackles in the game. So good for those guys yesterday. But here the real games start now. They start now. They start on Saturday. And then we know 4:30 Sunday on Fox, the Eagles and the Packers, the 2 seed against the 7. All right, Hugh, I think we all do this. We wake up on a day to start a playoff week, and you got a feeling, right? You got a little gut feeling deep down. Hugh, what do you got? What are you feeling as playoff week starts?
I'm excited. Right. I know I'm not a dummy. I know that this is the same situation that the Green Bay Packers were in last year when they went to the playoffs. And, you know, I'm excited for the playoffs to start. So I'm excited for them to come to town. This is a much different team. Like, they're a much different team than they were when we first saw them at the beginning of the season. To get to see them at the first round of the playoffs is pretty exciting. And then, shout out to Coach Sirianni. Real quick, shout out to Coach Sirianni. Like, even though there were a lot of people, I saw somebody in the stands yesterday say they came 1,000 miles to see Saquon break the record.
Yeah.
But, boy, there were a lot of injuries yesterday in the NFL.
Well, Zay Flowers for the Ravens. And how about Christian Watson for the Packers, who we're going to see this come weekend? He's probably not going to play in this game.
Yeah. I mean, you know, man, in the moment, you know, you want to be a part of history and all of this stuff. But, man, if something would have happened to anybody on this football team while we're getting ready for the playoffs, we'd have been sick yesterday.
Well, I acknowledge that. I mean, I think we all know that. Look, I wanted to see Saquon break the record. I wanted to see him play yesterday.
Me too. But when you see the injuries, man, it's like,
I know. Look, the game yesterday took on a very preseason feel, but the good news is they walk out of it healthy, right? Their starters, their most important players sat yesterday and watched, and they're ready to roll and hopefully be rested to play this coming Sunday and play really well, including the quarterback, which we'll get to, as we still haven't seen Jalen Hurts in a while now, and hopefully he'll be ready to roll on Sunday. So here's where I'm at. A couple weeks ago, said I would rather see the Commanders than the Packers. I didn't really want the Packers of the two options, but they're now the team. And I think we could realize the Packers aren't playing super great right now. They lost their last couple games. They've had some injuries. Love left the game yesterday with the hand thing. It seems like he's okay. But all right, so here come the Packers. And Hugh, you said it. They were in this spot last year. So I'll tell you, I woke up this morning very excited because my first thought was, the Eagles should win this game. Like that's my initial gut feeling is the Eagles should win this game and move on, and we'll see how far they could go and get another playoff game at home next week, and away we go. That was my first thought when I saw the schedule and I saw the matchups. Eagles will win. Eagles are going to beat the Green Bay Packers. But Hugh, you know what happens with me, right? I start thinking too much.
You start workshopping.
Yeah, I start workshopping, and I start getting more plant-based. And I wake up, I arrive here in the studio today. I woke up excited. I arrive in the studio, and I've got some nerves. I got some nervous energy. I have some nerves for the postseason for a couple of reasons. Number one, they're a 14-win team. Like there's huge expectations. The Eagles don't win 14 games very often. We talked about it yesterday on the countdown to kickoff with Davis Padera. 14 wins is a remarkable season, and when you have that many wins, you better take advantage of it. Like this, This doesn't come around very often where you have all these great players, a roster this good, everyone kind of in their prime and mostly healthy heading into the postseason. So I have the nerves of they better cash in on this. I have those nerves. I have some nerves that the quarterback hasn't thrown a football more than four times in about a month now. That gives me some nerves. I've got some nerves about the kicker. I've got some nerves. All right, I'll admit it to start the week. I believe they're going to win the game. They should win the game. I anticipate I'm going to predict them to win the game in this weekend. But I've got some nerves to start us off. 215-592-9494. We got Hugh Douglas with excitement. I've got a lot of nerves as the day goes on. The more I think about the matchup and the fact that, look, this isn't your typical 7 seed. You know, if I told you before the year, Eagles get the 2 seed, they get to face the 7, you would have been like, oh, yeah, whatever. 7 seed, that's like the Broncos, right? Like a 10-7, 9-8, barely make the playoffs type of team. That's not really Green Bay. I mean, Green Bay won 11 football games. Mm-hmm. They're above the line of your normal 7 seed. So, and they came from a great division. So I don't fault them for finishing third in that division. It's an all-time great division. I've got some nerves as we start the week. Where are you? 215-592-9494. Kyle, what do you got? I know you were on Friday, and I from what I understand, you were a little plant-based on Friday?
Yeah, and I'm still a little bit plant-based. I mean, nothing changed after beating the Giants. But just in terms of the whole NFC playoffs in general, It's not going to be easy at all. I mean, this is one of the more brutal paths that we've ever seen for a team in the NFC to have to get to the Super Bowl. It's the exact opposite in 2022. Everything's going to have to be earned. So just in terms of that, I'm nervous. Like, from an Eagles perspective, though, our quarterback has played 12 snaps in an entire month.
Yep.
So I'm quite nervous about the fact that Jalen Hurts might come out a little bit rusty when you consider the fact that we've had slow starts all season long. It did feel like they were finally capturing those fast starts on offense. They got off to a hot start against the Steelers and then Washington, and then he got hurt. So I'm just a little bit worried that all of that's going to be lost and he might take a little bit of time to build that up. And then just like in games like these in the postseason where the margin for error is so slim, we have to face the reality that we have a kicker problem right now. Mm. Jake Elliott's still not good. So if this comes down to a game where it's a 2-point, 3-point game.
Leave it up to the kicker.
Yeah, I don't love that prospect. So I know it hurts to be plant-based like this today because this is supposed to be exciting. I'm just a little bit nervous.
Look, I have excitement, and I believe that like my first thought is they're going to win the game. But I have some nerves heading through the postseason. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard on a snowy Monday as we start off playoff week. We hope everyone out there had a great New Year and Christmas and all that, and we're excited to be back. All right, before we go to the phone lines, can we hear from Ray Dininger this morning?
Ray Diddy.
Because sometimes, listen, over the years we've all heard Ray so many times, and you kind of listen to what Ray has to say about a matchup. And I always wonder, like, all right, am I kind of thinking like Ray, or am I, is Ray totally on the opposite side of me? And then sometimes I'll rethink, you know, what I'm thinking and what did I miss? Because Ray a lot of times is spot on with these things. Here's Ray Dittinger this morning, and listen to him. I mean, I don't want to call Ray plant-based, but it sounded right. Ray is a little plant-based. Here's Ray this morning.
The scenario to me is a little too familiar. It makes me nervous because, you know, last year, Green Bay is exactly the same position. They're a wild card team going on the road to play the NFC East champs as pretty big underdogs, and we all know what they did to the Cowboys.
Well, Hugh, we do. They went to Dallas last year.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
They crushed them. I mean, that game was over in, I don't know, 15 real minutes. I mean, it felt like, oh my goodness, they just blew the doors off them. And we can laugh now. Because we always laugh at the Cowboys. But that Cowboys team looked good entering the postseason, right? They won the division. They took the division from the Eagles. They were playing well down the stretch. And then they just got knocked off. I mean, it's the playoffs. You've lived this. In these one-game scenarios, like, you got to be on your game fast. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
There's no question about that. But I think the best case scenario is we have information on our side and history tells you that you cannot overlook this Green Bay team.
Yep.
I think that going into that game last year, that for whatever reason, you know, being the seeding that they were, the Dallas Cowboys overlooked the Green Bay Packers, and they got trounced. I don't think Coach Sirianni is going to do that. You know, we talk a lot about Coach Sirianni and his preparation and all this other good stuff, but the one thing that I definitely don't think this team is going to be is overconfident when it comes to playing the Green Bay Packers. I think the fan base can be, because a lot of people – I saw some memes last night where people were talking about they ran into some Green Bay Packer fans and they were talking about they're afraid of us and all this other stuff. That's the fans' perspective. The players' perspective is something totally different. They're looking at it. I don't know what's going to happen with their quarterback, but I can tell you this. They're going into a similar situation that they were in last year as far as the playoff picture is concerned.
Yep.
And not only that, they're playing against a team that I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers now, that they feel that they probably let one get away from them.
Week one in Brazil, yeah.
So, yeah. So, I don't think that we're in a position. I'm confident about this game. I'm excited about this game. But I think it would be foolish to go into this game thinking that the Green Bay Packers are going to lay down.
Well, no, they're not going to. I mean, and I think that's a good point you bring up here, that last year they kind of snuck up. Maybe the Cowboys didn't realize what they were going up against.
Yeah.
I mean, they got blitzed, and it was like, oh my God, the game's over in the first quarter. The Eagles shouldn't feel that way. One, Green Bay has now done this, right? They went on a playoff run last year, so we know they're capable. And we've played them already this season. So that I think that should help. 215-592-9494. All right, what's the feeling today as we kick off a playoff week? There's a lot to talk about here between the injuries, the matchup, and a rematch of what we saw in week one. Eagles, Packers, 4:30 on Sunday. Nerves, excitement, what are you feeling this morning? As the Eagles complete a 14-3 regular season, it really was a remarkable season. They only lost one time after the month of September. Chris in Middletown starts us off to start off a playoff week. Good morning, Chris.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking.
That's right.
Happy snow day, man.
Happy
snow day. Chris, what's up today?
Ah, it's a beautiful, beautiful day, Joe. Beautiful day. Glad you asked. Yeah, Kyle. We'll get to you in a second here. But first of all, speaking of Kyle, first of all, huge shout out to Buzz and Kyle. They absolutely killed it on Friday. Rod, you got some talent in Thundercats there, that ready roll.
I heard, Chris. I heard Kyle was plant-based. I heard someone say, yeah.
Somebody had to be.
Also, someone was saying that they sound alike. Do you feel like Kyle and Dan Wilson sound alike you? I don't think they do.
I don't think so. I think, because when I think of Kyle, it's mostly yelling and screaming.
Yeah. Dan doesn't yell and scream as much.
When I'm a little more calm. I know you guys aren't used to that.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Maybe when we're not here, you're not yelling at anyone as much.
I did, so I listened back to it.
Yeah.
You know, the smart thing.
Do you think you sound like Dan?
I thought it was more similar than I had pictured.
All right. What did you think, Chris? They sound alike?
No. Okay. I don't agree at all. And Kyle actually somewhat behaved himself. He didn't totally bully him, Hugh, like, you know, he likes to do to people. So, no, it was phenomenal show. Absolutely. And not just blowing smoke for no reason. It was a great show. Hugh Douglas, want to address one thing with you real quick here.
What I do?
Please go get a damn coat.
Well, he tried.
I tried.
He's trying.
I tried. I went to the store yesterday, right? And I tried to find a coat. They didn't have any. So now
This is why you don't wait until the middle of winter. You got to get. You have to be prepared.
Well, I mean, you know, hey, it might not be that cold this weekend.
Excuse me?
It might not be. It wasn't that bad this weekend.
Oh, it was cold out there. It took me a couple hours to thaw out yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It was a little nippy, but I'd be all right.
Go ahead, Chris.
Guys, I want to address one quick thing here. To those games, with exception of last night's game, last night that we got to watch, they were total trash. The NFL should be embarrassed by the garbage of a product that was put out there. That was by far the last week of a season that worst games I've ever seen. But let's move on to this. Joe's nervous. Starting off the week as plant-based Joe. Joe, all right. Let me make you feel better here, okay?
Go ahead.
Here's what happened. We got the bus serviced, okay? So it's ready to steamroll its way to the Super Bowl, okay? Jalen is healthy. The O-line got some much, much needed rest. And that was the biggest point that I agreed with going for the record for Saquon, as it wasn't about his health. It was more about that O-line getting some time off. The young Thundercats, and Hugh could speak to this, the young Thundercats got the rest that they needed to avoid the wall that's upcoming. And Kyle's boy, well, used to be Kyle's boy because he's turncoated on him, but Nicky boy is 4-0 after the bye, okay? The Packers are banged up. They played their starters, and they got a banged-up Love. Watson, we don't know if he's going to play. We are going to thump them because there's no way that the way it is right now against the NFL's number one defense, because defense matters to you, is going to do anything. I'm telling you guys, I'm putting my stamp on it to start the week and leave you with this point. We will win, guaranteed, by over 14 points.
Ooh, all right. I like that. A little confidence to start the week off. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. All right, Chris said something there, and obviously he's a big Saquon guy, right? He's talking about how that he wanted him to go for the record, too. It makes me more, I'm trying to think of the right word, but like, they better win this game Sunday, and they better come out looking good. Like, Hugh, we did the show yesterday, the pregame show. We were on Countdown to Kickoff with Dave before, and I think we all kind of worked our way to, we understood what the Eagles did, right? We understood why they rested the starters, why they didn't play Saquon.
We didn't like it, but we understood.
But you know what? You better now come out and play a darn good game on Sunday. And I don't want to see a slow start. Like, part of the reason to give yourself a bye, rest, right? So you're fresh for this game. They better come out and start off well on Sunday because they robbed not just Saquon, but every fan that could have had a ticket or watched on TV yesterday.
Of a moment.
So I don't want to hear anything about slow start on Sunday. Like, they chose that. They better come out and play well.
I mean, you know what? It's Monday. I'm gonna hold that.
So. What do you got? You got something?
No.
You holding out on us?
No. It's just I'm being tactical. I'm being strategic.
All right.
This is not the time for that.
Well, I mean, it is because they won yesterday. I mean, you know, so I'm going to say that probably for hump day.
The mic's on, man.
For Wednesday. I'll say it for Wednesday.
See that light, the red on air?
Yeah, it's not for today. It's not for today. But that's like what you call a long-ass tease.
That's a 48-hour tease.
Yeah, you got to tune in on a Wednesday. But I'm excited for this team, man. This team has evolved into something that is had a unique and special year. And I'm just waiting to see how this concussion protocol works out for Jalen. This is a weird spot to be in. And I'm not saying that they're doing anything nefarious, anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. It's just that, you know, to have our quarterback still not cleared, that is cause for concern for a lot of people. I'm not overly concerned right now, because there's no games being played. And I do believe that, and this is not to say that the concussion protocol is bogus or anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. But I feel like if Jalen had to play, he probably would have played.
See, that's the gray area that you might be right. I don't know. It's so weird the way this week went, because he never got cleared, right? So if we read it by the letter of the law, if the game mattered yesterday, he couldn't have played. By the way they presented it, right? Because they said he hasn't fully gotten through concussion protocol. So if they needed him yesterday, the way it's presented to us is he's not able. He wasn't able. Now, Hugh, if that's all exactly true, then I have reason to have a little plant-based feeling this morning, because our quarterback's not yet cleared. Now, he has a week, right? He has a few days here before their first practice of the week on Wednesday. I think I'll start to feel way more confident. And I do think they're going to win. But I'll feel way more confident when I see him on the practice field Wednesday.
That's what it is. It's all those intangibles. He wasn't ready to go. But I think that, like I said, if it was one of those pressing situations, not saying that the protocol is bogus, but I think that he would have been out there.
Well, I hope you're right. It is a little bizarre, Hugh. It's been 2 weeks. I mean, he could have been cleared and still not play the game. They could have rested him, but they chose not to do it. 215-592-9494. You're feeling as you wake up this morning on a snow day here as the Eagles start off their week and we start off ours, all back and ready for a playoff week. The Packers and the Eagles. And I don't know if I'm the only one on this. I have more pressure on putting on them to win because they sat Saquon yesterday. Like, they took away our chance, his chance at history. Well, you better go out there and play great on Sunday. Like, I have given them no excuses this week. They better come out and play a heck of a game because if you're not going to go for history, well, then you're going for the Super Bowl, right? They told us that's what matters. Well, then they better come out and play their butts off Sunday against the Packers. Matt is up next on WFP. Hey, Matt.
Hey, gentlemen, how's it going?
Hey, what's Matt, going on, man? What's up, buddy?
Well, listen, we all know the headlines here, worried about Hurts, worried about slow starts. I'll tell you one thing I haven't really heard yet of what scares me the most about the Packers. One thing that's killed the Eagles in the past is the short game on defense, the short passes. We've been exposed left and right. Watson's out. Jaden Reed, Wicks, dude, they're dangerous. They're dangerous.
They are. And look, they have, and you know what they have, Matt? They have experience playing against us. So they kind of know what works, what doesn't work. They'll go back to that week one game. And we have that on them too. But it's like they have a full game of, okay, here's what Fangio likes to do. And now they could probably look at that and create a game plan. Yeah, I think they present some problems. They're not your typical seven seed, Matt.
Yes. And, you know, and honestly, that's the only thing that worries me about them. So, should the Eagles have a difficult time? No. But as you can attest to this, playoffs is a different beast. It's a different beast. It's like a divisional match at times, too. You know, the players are ants. Players are going to try and hurt other people, unfortunately. It's, you know, Eagles need to come out on fire, man. Just like you said, they need to be ready. They need to be the one to set the tone, and they need to hit love hard.
Yes.
And quick.
Yes. And Matt, they should. And Matt, good phone call. They're coming off a bye they created for themselves. Right? The Packers tried to win yesterday. They ended up losing to the Bears, but they tried to play. Their quarterback got knocked out. They lost a receiver. They didn't get a bye this past week. The Eagles created one, so they better come out and play well early. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls here on the other side. Playoffs start this week. Are you confident, excited, or are you nervous? It's okay to admit being plant-based on a Monday. I mean, Again, I woke up excited. The more, I don't know if it's driving through the snow.
It's the snow. It was the snow.
It's the snow, yeah.
He was a little melancholy this morning driving through the snow.
Well,
we got to work a little bit earlier.
Yeah, I heard Ray.
A little peaceful, actually, driving.
Yeah.
It wasn't many
no
people.
Nobody was acting like an idiot on the highway because everybody kept their spacing. You had a few people.
There's not enough people to act like an
idiot
on the
highway.
Yeah, yeah, because now nobody wants to make no new friends in the snow.
Not on a Monday.
Not on a Monday.
All right, on the other side, we'll take you inside the locker room coming up and a couple things from Nick Sirianni's post-game presser yesterday about the kicker and about the quarterback. Where is he? Is he ready to go? 215-592-9494. Your gut feeling on this Monday as we set up the week. Eagles-Packers in the first round of the playoffs. It's the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's been like that all year, right? Somebody goes down, the next person steps up and plays their ass off. That's a team. That's a team, guys. And you guys played to the standard. You played your ass off. You played tough. You played physical. You played nasty. You played grimy. All those different things to help us get our 14th win of the season, which is a franchise record.
Nobody wants to win a championship more than this guy, but today he won his 300th game as the owner of the Eagles. Jeffrey, break this team down.
Hey, listen, this is for all you guys. We got a lot more to accomplish. 14 wins, be proud of it, but you know where our goals are.
There it is, locker room yesterday as the Eagles win their 14th game of the season. Yeah. Sirianni starts it off. How about Howie jumping in there? Game
Howie.
Ball to Jeffler. That's the 300th
Howie's
win.
Howie's a good dude, man. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm saying that from the perspective of watching him grow and become the GM that he is.
An incredible GM.
Yeah, an incredible GM. A very, very personable guy. This is not a slight to Joe Banner in any way, but the Eagles always had a good organization, the way that they did things, and Joe Banner was a part of that, but it just feels different with this team. You know, and I was talking to some guys that actually were a part of, you know, Howie becoming a GM and this regime and everything. It's a different feel, man. It's always felt like family, but it feels a lot different now.
Well,
than it ever did in the past.
It has a great feeling around it. They have a great culture. And it's in the roster. I mean, look, yesterday, I don't know how much people were locked into the game yesterday. We could be honest. The game.
No, nobody locked in the game.
Yeah, it had a preseason feel. But you know what? It was another feather in Howie's cap in a small way.
Yes.
His second and third stringers
beat a Giants team that, I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. So don't get it twisted. I understand that. But for the most part, they had the starters out
yes,
there.
Yes, they're an NFL team. A bad one. I mean, a really bad one. But an NFL team, and the Eagles didn't just beat them. They were favored. Like, people, the expectation was the Eagles, their third-string quarterback yesterday, Tanner McKee, who I'm sure a lot of people out there now want to be the second-string quarterback, he had a big game. As most teams' third-string quarterbacks can't play. Like, when that guy has to come in, the ball doesn't get thrown to receivers on
hot
time.
Hot garbage.
Right, hot garbage. The Eagles have the opposite of that. They have a third-stringer some people believe could play in this league. That's a testament to Howie. 215-592-9494. And obviously, Lurie, 300 wins with him as the owner. And that was win 50 yesterday for Nick Sirianni in his 4 years when you include
50.
The postseason. That's a good. That's a heck of a start to a four-year career.
That's crazy.
215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones here. What are you feeling this morning as we now, it's all set. We'll go over the NFC field later. We know the Lions got the one last night. Vikings dropped to the 5. We'll go over the NFC field, and we know Sunday at 4:30 right here in Philadelphia, the Packers are coming in. Not your typical 7. And I'm excited. I believe the Eagles are going to win the game, but the more the day goes on, I got some nerves.
Trepidation.
I'm nervous. I mean, like, I can't hide from it. I'm going to have nerves until they kick this thing off Sunday. Here's excited. Kyle, in an upset, is also plant-based. Where do you come down? Excited or plant-based? Craig is up. What's up, Craig?
He's better down. We loading up and trucking.
Sound like someone wants to get on this bus.
Yeah, dog,
what's up, Craig?
Hey, what up, fellas? Hey, man, I don't get to call y'all that much, man. It's so great to talk to y'all. Hugh, man, yo, you a mess, man. You cracked me up, bro.
Appreciate that.
Hey, Hugh, you know they got this thing called Amazon Prime, bro. All you got to do is go on there and you know, the next day, man.
Listen, Craig, let me tell you what happened.
They got drones now delivering those things.
I did go to Amazon Prime, right, and I found the jacket for $50, right? I found the coat.
Yes,
nice
bad.
One.
Right.
I won't get it till next Wednesday.
No, you got to expedite that shipping.
I tried to figure out. I don't know how to do that because I was looking.
Oh,
but
you got to pay more. I don't know if you want to do that.
Oh, no, because I was right at the line. With $50, like you know what I mean? I saw this one coat I liked though, but it was like $1,000. We know, we
all
weren't
right.
paying
I'm
for that.
I'm working on it. I searched big guy winter coat. I'm sorry, I'm helping you out here. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, you gotta buy that thing just like what Joe said, bro. You gotta buy that coat in right in the fall, man. Don't buy it in the way to the winter because you ain't gonna never find.
I mean, but I still I came up though because it was like $50. It was a $50 coat.
Shit.
That ain't bad.
Right. Yeah, hey, look, another shout-out real quick, man. Look, just so y'all know, man, my brother, you know, Bruce, man. Bruce, they called y'all from D.C. Hey, man, that's my big bro, man. I know he on hold, too. just to let y'all know. I didn't know if y'all knew that.
Oh, okay. Well, I know, Craig. Yeah, you guys are great callers.
Yeah, we born and raised in Philly. We Southwest Philly. Don't get it twisted. We might be down in D.C., but we get it in, brother.
Can't stand that Bruce guy.
Everywhere we go down here, brother. But, hey, listen, Joe.
They just updated. Look how they're coming to the 28th, dog.
Your co-star comes to the 28th? You got to cancel that thing, man. I mean, come on.
Oh, you in trouble, bro.
Hugh, by the time you order the coat, we're going to be down in New Orleans. Yeah, it's going to be warmer down there.
I'm going to have to send this back,
though. Yeah, come on. I'm going to order you a coat right now. I'll expense it to the company. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, Joe, listen, man. No, come on, man. The nervousness, you know, don't worry about it, bro. Listen to this, man. Did you see Washington? Listen, they almost blew it to a trash Dallas team yesterday. We got Green Bay. Green Bay's quarterback got hurt. We got their main receiver got hurt. He may not even play. You know, it's nothing to be worried about. What I am concerned about, though, Joe, is that damn – it's just like what Kyle said earlier, that damn kicker. Mm. Listen, man, Elliott got to get it together, man, because I'm telling you, man, one field goal could cost you a game, especially in the playoffs, man. We got to get out of this mess with him. I don't know what's wrong with him, man. He keep missing field goals. Every little thing like that is going to kill you in the playoffs. You know, I like the way one bright spot from yesterday was definitely seeing Goddard. Goddard was out there like a beast. He was in beast mode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he'd been rested.
I know y'all saw that.
He was rested.
he was doing work. So, you know, I think we're going to be full blast, man, with him and Calcaterra. And you know, we just got all of our weapons are healthy. Yeah, I want Saquon to get the record. It would have been nice to see. But, you know, now thinking back, ain't nothing like rest, man. Especially, like I said, when you see with them teams that had to play all their starters yesterday, what they went through, the punishment they took and the injuries, man, it is just going to be a blessing for us, man. And listen, man, the way I want to see it, like I said, it's going to line up perfectly where we could have an NFC championship here. You know, if Minnesota could get their stuff together and somehow go up there and beat Detroit, hey, we could have the NFC championship here in Philly.
We could. I mean, that would be the best path. I mean, Craig, if we can get that game here, that's a game changer. Craig, man, good phone call. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, Hugh, you made a mistake on this coat business. I mean,
dude, I'm looking right now. And it's always like the ones I want. Like, I found another one for about $30. But it's like,
didn't we already try this $30 thing for coats?
I mean, this was pretty. This one looks pretty warm.
No, you got to go down the that. You see that coat I had on yesterday at the pregame? You got to get one of those.
That coat, that's way too much money. I be spending money. I ain't in Ike pocket. Like, if you listen, don't text me talk about being but I wear nice ass clothes though. I would be wearing some nice ass clothes.
Well, I'm just trying to stay warm here. All right, 215-592-9494. Nervous, excited. Where do you come down for this playoff week? I have nerves. I mean, I'd be lying, everyone, if I said no nerves at all. I have them. Look, the Eagles should win the game. They're the better team. They're at home. They're favored. I think they're going to win the game, but I have some nerves. So our last caller, Craig, there brought up a couple of reasons to have some nerves entering the week. And let's start with the quarterback. Then we'll get to the kicker. So Craig mentioned that Jordan Love, the Packers quarterback, did come out of the game yesterday. It was a weird injury. He was shaking out his hand. Now, they said he's fine. Like, he could have went back in if the game had meaning, and they chose to just be precautious about it. I'm guessing that's probably right. We'd probably have some sort of report if he was really hurt. So I'm guessing he's going to play. All right. But is our quarterback fully healthy? Is our quarterback ready to roll? Kyle mentioned earlier he's going to throw, like, we have 12 snaps in a month. Let's hear yesterday. This was kind of an odd interaction after the game. Nick Sirianni being asked about Jalen Hurts. And if he was part of whatever they did on Saturday before the game on Sunday, here's Nick Sirianni.
Was Jalen present at the walkthrough yesterday?
Was he present at the walkthrough?
Yeah, was he there?
Yeah.
Does that represent a progression in the
protocol? Hey, guys. I mean, he's progressing through the protocol. We've talked a lot about that. So, yeah, no, you'll keep – and I respect your guys' question. I'm going to answer them all. But, yeah, he's progressing through the protocol.
Hugh, what do you make of that? I mean, this is they just won a game. The backups played. They're going to the playoffs as a two seed. It's not a day you would think the coach is going to be frustrated with the line of questioning, right? It's not after a loss. It's not after a big loss. It's almost like a fun celebratory day, and yet he's kind of annoyed at the Hurts questions.
I think partly because he wants to be closely guarded when you're talking about this, because this is a sensitive subject. So I think that's what it was, and he didn't want to. You know, there's been a lot of times where coach says something and we pick it apart and because he says he talks all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
I think he was just trying to be closely guarded at that time. I hear what you're saying. My radar wasn't up on him being nefarious in this situation.
So part of why my radar was up, and I think, Kyle, you were on with Buzz on Friday when he had his press conference Friday. Now, I heard a little bit of the clips later. It seemed like this is a carryover from the end of last week where he's just kind of annoyed at having to answer questions about Hurts' protocol.
Yeah, I mean, but at the end of the day, it is a little bit alarming, right?
Yes.
That is this going to... Because I keep thinking about Tua and how long it took for him to come out. I know he has a history, but it just sort of speaks to how long this thing can drag out, like if it's that severe. So I know Sirianni would never answer this question, but I would like to know, is he progressing through the protocol or does this man still have a concussion today?
Does he still have symptoms? Right? Like, yeah. I mean, it's one thing if he just hasn't checked every box, but he's fine. And it's another if he still has some sort of symptoms here. That's worrisome. Here's what I know. The way he answered that question was very odd. The literal way he answered it. Yes, he was present. All right, cool. I mean, you're probably present at work right now. I mean, you're probably present in your home right now.
Barely.
I'm present here. Right? Hugh's present here.
Somewhat.
Sometimes. But like, yeah, it doesn't mean you're active. Doesn't mean you...
I'm distraught. I'm distraught today.
It's about the code?
Well, it's
a lot going on.
Hugh came in here with a lot of stuff going on.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
Hugh was distraught about everything except the Eagles' chances to beat the Packers. Every single thing. 215-592-9494. All right. The other concern in terms of the roster right now, obviously we hope Jalen is ready to go physically and can get through this game the whole time. The other thing, and this one is just, it's been a year-long thing, is the kicker isn't very good this season. Jake Elliott missed again yesterday. All right, so let's look at where he ranks, and then we'll hear Sirianni. So as the season comes to a close, we have Jake Elliott clocking in at 77.8% on his field goals this year. That's like a 1980s, 90s percentage for kickers.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
It stinks. It's like 24th out of 29th, regular kickers this year. Kyle, let's hear Sirianni after the game yesterday asked about Elliott missing.
Jake missing that field goal, I mean, in the context of the kind of season he's had, is that a cause for concern, like, going forward?
I came out and made two after that. Again, it was we didn't lose any faith in him. He went out and ripped two that we needed right after that. So, yeah, it happens in this game.
Where are you at on Jake Elliott? It happens or uh-oh?
I'm not. The first one he missed, that was a little bit concerning. But I'm not putting up the red flag. I mean, he just had a rough one. It's going to probably be windy out this Sunday, too.
It's going to be cold and windy.
But as we progress through this, I've seen kickers do this, kind of like pitchers. They have these rocky games, mm-hmm. and then when you need them the most, that's when they kind of come through for you. But listen, I look at it like this. The gauntlet that we potentially are going to run, man, we better be scoring a whole lot of touchdowns. I know the field, like kicking field goals and extra points and all those other, the extra points is cool, but yeah, we better be scoring a whole lot of touchdowns.
Can I make a suggestion for this coming Sunday? Can we, like you just said, can we score touchdowns and be up in this game and not have it be close? So Brandon McManus, the kicker for the Packers, is 95.2% on field goals this year. Meanwhile, Jake Elliott's 77.8. Can we please not let this come down to a field goal Sunday? Because I don't like those numbers, Kyle. I want to make sure we're up a touchdown or two so I don't have to worry about this.
That's one of the biggest reasons that I'm nervous heading into this postseason. I mean, the line for I know it's moving more toward the Eagles, but if we have to go through Minnesota and then Detroit, these point spreads and these games are going to be close. They're going to be one score games,
definitely.
Whether 2 points, 3 points, like a field goal is going to matter at some point during this Eagles postseason run. And I'm sorry, I don't have confidence in the kicker right now.
Well, and then the last time when they won the Super Bowl 7 years ago, Jake Elliott was money, right? I mean, the Super Bowl hitting the kick he hit. I mean, like, they're going to need him at some point. 215-592-9494. We got a 14-win team. They're the 2 seed. Are you plant-based? Are you excited, nervous? Where do you come down? Bruce, we just heard from Bruce's brother. Bruce is now up here on WIP. Hey, Bruce.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning and Happy New Year's. I know it's been a minute since we talked, and I finally got my brother up here because he's not going into his workstation. He's working from home today.
Oh, how about that?
No, that's cool.
Because the snow?
Yeah. We probably got about 5 inches on the ground. I mean, I'm like in weather shock because I just got back from L.A. like 3 days ago. I'm like, damn, now we're snowing.
That's a big difference for sure, Bruce. All right, Bruce, what are you feeling on the Eagles?
Hey man, look, man, I'm a carnivore all the way, man. You worry too much, Joe, man. I think you worry about things.
That's who I am, Bruce. I mean, what am I? Yeah. I can't change me. I need you to help me out here.
Well, let me just say this because you know you said something earlier that I disagreed with, and this is real critical about Green Bay having game tape on us since we played this in week one. Mm-hmm. And here's the reason why that's a non-issue. First of all, we were a different team then. We were a different team offensively and defensively in game one. You know, we were just gelling under the new coordinators. And if they're gonna bank on that particular game as a measuring stick to plan, it's gonna be a really big mistake. I hope they do, because they're gonna be the results are gonna be drastically different. Now, you know, to that point, you know, the other issue here is being prepared. Like I said, defensively. We're ready to go. We got all of our weapons in place. I'm worried about the whole Jalen thing and why they're being so tight-lipped about that. But if that's not going to be an issue, like my brother said, I'm worried about this kicking thing. I don't know. They really need to fix that and get that together. But I just don't see anything being an issue going forward as far as getting a victory with Green Bay.
So, look, Bruce, I think it's a good point you bring up. It was so long ago. I mean, I don't know how much they're even going to go back and look at it. I mean, they'll look at it. They'll use it. But the teams have changed, right? I mean, you go back to week one, Avante Maddox is the slot. Cooper DeJean's not even on the field. I mean, they were throwing the ball way more than they do now. Now we're more of a run team. So there is a lot different between the teams, you know, now and then, for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, they're not going to get that much on the ground, so they are going to have to throw the ball. Now, here's another thing. After looking at that game last night, I'm hoping Vangio gets some good takeaways on being able to put together some more exotic blitzes. I know we don't blitz that much, but, man, that game last night, I mean, it was a showcase of aggressive defensive play calling and hopefully they'll take some things away from that just in case if we do have to do something different on defense. But I just think overall we're gonna have a great day to shut down these damn DC fans. Look on my social media, that's all they talk about. I said, man, those guys couldn't even enjoy the victory, and I'm so sad that we can't get DC in the first round. But you know, they're going to be on the couch, and we're going to be moving forward to the next game. Right? We're going to be straight.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think the Commanders could beat the Bucs. We'll see. Bruce, we appreciate the phone call.
It's going to be a good game.
That's a Sunday night game next Sunday.
Yeah, because I'm thinking rookie quarterback, Coach Bowles, defense. But I can see why people think that the Commodores might have a chance to win.
I mean, Daniels does. You're right. It is a rookie quarterback on the road, first playoff game. Daniels doesn't come off, though, as a rookie quarterback.
No, he doesn't.
He comes off a little bit different than most rookie quarterbacks. Maybe it's because he played in college for so long. Let's go to Bam in Upper Darby. Hey, Bam.
Bam.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on?
Bam. What's up, buddy?
Not much. How you?
We're good. We got a playoff week here, Bam. We're ready to roll.
Hey, listen. I was telling John Johnson, but he told me to tell y'all about it, right? I'm going on a cruise the Super Bowl weekend, right? So, Hugh.
Yes.
Once you get to New Orleans, maybe you can hit Jamaica, meet me in Jamaica, and get on a cruise with us and celebrate the Super Bowl.
There we go. I think this is a great idea.
You know, I do have some time off. We'll see.
Yeah.
Jamaica, though.
Jamaica. You hop on the cruise, you meet him in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some time off.
Yep. But I'm sorry. I'm agreeing with Kyle today. Kyle, I'm agreeing with you today.
Unbelievable, Bam. Unbelievable. So you're plant-based, too. You're nervous.
Yes, I'm very nervous. Very nervous. Jalen hasn't played since week, 15? 16?
16, yep.
Yep. So I'm kind of very nervous. But, I mean, let's go Birds anyway. I mean, we're gonna beat the pack up. We're gonna take the cheese heads.
Well, they're favored too, and they should, Bam. And should. Bam, go ahead, Bam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before I leave, I told Kyle I got a surprise coming for y'all.
What do you got?
Ask Kyle.
All right, Kyle, he's got a surprise for us. All right, Bam, we'll look into the surprise as Kyle's digging deep into his notes to find that surprise. Are you going to meet Bam in Jamaica?
No.
What do you mean no? Man, I told him maybe.
When I said maybe, but, it, you know, I mean, I'm not going nowhere, man. I ain't even got a coat, but I'm going to go to Jamaica.
You don't need a coat
probably
in Jamaica.
Won't need it in Jamaica.
Yeah, that's actually the best place for you right now. I'm just saying you got invited. I mean, I didn't get invited. Kyle didn't get invited.
All types of places, man. I hope
you have fun down there, man.
Yeah, did you notice that we didn't get an invitation? It wasn't like
Meet me. Like, seriously, bam, one thing at a time. Because now I'm starting to seriously wrap my mind around riding this damn bus.
Oh, we're so close.
With all these hooligans.
3 wins away from a bus trip to New Orleans.
This thing might go down, man. And I'm like, damn, it's a long-ass bus trip.
You know what? I think it's going to start to feel real Sunday at about 8 o'clock when they beat the Packers. And it's like, we're 2 wins away.
We're 2 wins away from
the
bus
Super
trip.
Bowl. Like, it's really
and then everybody's
real.
Everybody's going to be scrambling, trying to figure out how we're going to do this and where we're leaving from and all the luggage and all. Yeah. I'm starting to.
Yeah, one thing at a time here. I mean, you're still trying to order a coat. I mean, the coat thing is really a mess.
No, see, listen, everybody, because everybody's now to my Amazon Prime. Okay. I know that, I'm an Amazon Prime member. But see, here's the dilemma, because there's a lot more to this story than I've given you. But
is
since
there
now,
really,
yeah, because now people talking about chiming, you can get one the next day. The coat that I ordered, I'm real particular.
Oh boy.
About what I like, and it has to be in my price point.
And what is that?
$60. So I've been coming in kind of low price point.
He doubled his price point.
Well, yeah,
from
I
last
did.
Time.
So this is the problem. It all depends on the coat that you want, whether or not you can get it immediately.
You and also you can ask to expedite the shipping, but sometimes they charge you like $15 or $20 just to get it here.
Yeah, see, that's outside my price range.
Okay,
so
this is more of a you problem than Amazon. You know this, right?
So what I did, so now the coat that I ordered that I like, that's when I can get it on the 12th. So now I have to go back in and find two things I got to do. I got to find a coat in my price point. And I also got to find one that I can get this week.
Yeah.
So I think I found one.
You're in trouble.
I think I found one.
Okay.
We'll see.
Trying to get your cake and eat it, too.
I know, it's unbelievable. It really is.
Greedy.
It is.
This is what I'm doing. And it's like it's going
to
come together.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not sold. 215-592-9494. All right, back to your phone calls here on the playoffs. Excited, what's the feeling as you wake up this morning? Excited, nervous? What are you feeling as the Eagles get set to open up the postseason against the Green Bay Packers? After we talk to Merrill Reese, we'll get to all your phone calls. I'm sure he's very excited for some playoff football. Merrill's first thoughts on the playoffs, the NFC field, and the matchup coming up against the Green Bay Packers. That's next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The action is heating up on the playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet overs or unders and point spread or player props like passing or rushing yards. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can get $10 to get $100 in bonus bets. You can bet $10 to get $100 in bonus bets and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up to promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's been like that all year, right? Somebody goes down, the next person steps up and plays their ass off. That's a team. That's a team, guys. And you guys played to the standard. You played your ass off. You played tough. You played physical. You played nasty. You played grimy. All those different things to help us get our 14th win of the season, which is a franchise record.
Nobody wants to win a championship more than this guy, but today he won his 300th game as the owner of the Eagles. Jeffrey, break this team down.
Hey, listen, this is for all you guys. We got a lot more to accomplish. 14 wins, be proud of it, but you know where our goals are.
There it is, locker room yesterday as the Eagles win their 14th game of the season. Yeah. Sirianni starts it off. How about Howie jumping in there? Game
Howie.
Ball to Jeff Lurie. That's the 300th
Howie's
win.
Howie's a good dude, man. I mean, you know, I'm saying that from the perspective of watching him grow and become the GM that he is.
An incredible GM.
Yeah, an incredible GM. A very, very personable guy. This is not a slight to Joe Banner in any way, but the Eagles always had a good organization, the way that they did things, and Joe Banner was a part of that, but it just feels different with this team. You know, and I was talking to some guys that actually were a part of, you know, Howie becoming a GM and this regime and everything. It's a different feel, man. It's always felt like family, but it feels a lot different now.
Well,
than it ever did in the past.
It has a great feeling around it. They have a great culture. And it's in the roster. I mean, look, yesterday, I don't know how much people were locked into the game yesterday. We could be honest. The game.
No, nobody locked in the game.
Yeah, it had a preseason feel. But you know what? It was another feather in Howie's cap in a small way.
Yes.
His second and third stringers
beat a Giants team that, I mean, there's a lot that goes into this. So don't get it twisted. I understand that. But for the most part, they had the starters out
yes,
there.
Yes, they're an NFL team. A bad one. I mean, a really bad one. But an NFL team, and the Eagles didn't just beat them. They were favored. Like, people, the expectation was the Eagles, their third-string quarterback yesterday, Tanner McKee, who I'm sure a lot of people out there now want to be the second-string quarterback, he had a big game. As most teams' third-string quarterbacks can't play. Like, when that guy has to come in, the ball doesn't get thrown to receivers on
hot
time.
Hot garbage.
Right, hot garbage. The Eagles have the opposite of that. They have a third-stringer some people believe could play in this league. That's a testament to Howie. 215-592-9494. And obviously, Lurie, 300 wins with him as the owner. And that was win 50 yesterday for Nick Sirianni in his 4 years when you include 50. The postseason. That's a good. That's a heck of a start to a four-year career.
That's crazy.
215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones here. What are you feeling this morning as we now, it's all set. We'll go over the NFC field later. We know the Lions got the one last night. Vikings dropped to the 5. We'll go over the NFC field, and we know Sunday at 4:30 right here in Philadelphia, the Packers are coming in. Not your typical 7. And I'm excited. I believe the Eagles are going to win the game, but the more the day goes on, I got some nerves. I
mean, trepidation.
I'm nervous. I mean, like, I can't hide from it. I'm going to have nerves until they kick this thing off Sunday. Hugh's excited. Kyle, in an upset, is also plant-based. Where do you come down? Excited or plant-based? Craig is up. What's up, Craig?
He's better down. We loading up and trucking.
Sound like someone wants to get on this bus.
Yeah, dog,
what's up, Craig?
Hey, what up, fellas? Hey, man, I don't get to call y'all that much, man. It's so great to talk to y'all. Hugh, man, yo, you a mess, man. You cracked me up, bro.
Appreciate that.
Hey, Hugh, you know they got this thing called Amazon Prime, bro. All you got to do is go on there and you can have your
coat
the next day, man.
Listen, Craig,
what's waiting on, bro?
Let me tell you what happened.
They got drones now delivering those things.
I did go to Amazon Prime, right? And I found the jacket for $50, right? I found the coat.
Yes,
nice
bad.
One.
Yeah.
Right.
I won't get it till next Wednesday.
No, you got to expedite that shipping.
I tried to figure out, I don't know how to do that because I was looking.
Oh,
but you got to
pay more. I don't know if you want to do
see,
that.
Oh, no, because I was right at the line with $50. Like you know what I mean? I saw this one coat I liked though, but it was like $1,000. We know we
all
weren't paying
I'm
for that.
I'm working on it. I searched big guy winter coat. I'm sorry, I'm helping you out here. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, you gotta buy that thing just like what Joe said, bro. You gotta buy that coat right in the fall, man. Don't buy it in the way to the winter because you ain't gonna never find.
I mean, but I still
winter,
I came up though because it was like $50. It was a $50 coat.
Shit,
that ain't bad.
Right. Yeah. Hey. Look, another shout out real quick, man. Look. Just so y'all know, man, my brother, you know, Bruce, man, Bruce, they called y'all from D.C. Hey, man, that's my big bro, man. I know he on hold, too.
just to let y'all know. I didn't know if y'all knew that.
Oh, okay. I know, Craig. Yeah, you guys are great callers.
Yeah, we born and raised in Philly. We Southwest Philly. Don't get it twisted. We might be down in D.C., but we get it in, brother.
Can't stand that Bruce guy.
Everywhere we go down here, brother. But, hey, listen, Joe.
They just updated. Look how they coming to the 28th, dog.
Your co-star comes to the 28th? You got to cancel that thing, man. I mean, come on.
Oh, you in trouble, bro.
Hugh, by the time you order the coat, we're going to be down in New Orleans. Yeah, it's going to be warmer down there.
I'm going to have to send this back,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, come on. I'm going to order you a coat right now. I'll expense it to the company. Go ahead, Craig.
Hey, Joe, listen, man. No, come on, man. The nervousness, you know, don't worry about it, bro. Listen to this, man. Did you see Washington? Listen, they almost blew it to a trash Dallas team yesterday. We got Green Bay. Green Bay's quarterback got hurt. We got their main receiver got hurt. He may not even play. You know, it's nothing to be worried about. What I am concerned about, though, Joe, is that damn – it's just like what Kyle said earlier. That damn kicker. Mm. Listen, man. Elliott got to get it together, man, because I'm telling you, man, one field goal could cost you a game, especially in the playoffs, man. We got to get out of this mess with him. I don't know what's wrong with him, man. He keep missing field goals. Every little thing like that is going to kill you in the playoffs. You know, I like the way one bright spot from yesterday was definitely seeing Goddard. Goddard was out there like a beast. He was in beast mode. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he'd been rested.
I know y'all saw that.
He was rested.
he was doing work. So, you know, I think we're going to be full blast, man, with him and Calcaterra. And, you know, we just got all of our weapons healthy. Yeah, I want Saquon to get the record. It would have been nice to see. But, you know, now thinking back, listen, ain't nothing like rest, man. Especially, like I said, when you see with them teams that had to play all their starters yesterday, what they went through, the punishment they took and the injuries, man, it is just going to be a blessing for us, man. And listen, man, the way I want to see it, like I said, it's going to line up perfectly where we could have an NFC championship here. You know, if Minnesota could get themselves together and somehow go up there and beat Detroit, hey, we could have the NFC championship here in Philly.
We could. I mean, that would be the best path. I mean, punch. Craig, if we can get that game here, that's a game changer. Craig, man, good phone call. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, Hugh, you made a mistake on this coat business. I mean,
dude, I'm looking right now. And it's always like the ones I want. Like, I found another one for about $30. But it's like, I ain't got
but
my
didn't
side.
We already try this $30 thing for coats?
I mean, this was pretty. This one looks pretty warm.
No, you got to go down the that. See that coat Ike had on yesterday at the pregame? That's yeah. You got to get one of those.
That coat, that's way too much money. I be spending money. I ain't in Ike pocket. Ike, if you listen, don't text me. Talk about being bought. But Ike wear nice ass clothes though. Ike would be wearing some nice ass clothes.
Well, he's just trying to stay warm. All right, 215-592-9494. Nervous, excited. Where do you come down for this playoff week? I have nerves. I mean, I'd be lying, everyone, if I said no nerves at all. I have them. Look, the Eagles should win the game. They're the better team. They're at home. They're favored. I think they're going to win the game, but I have some nerves. So our last caller, Craig, there brought up a couple of reasons to have some nerves entering the week. And let's start with the quarterback. Then we'll get to the kicker. So Craig mentioned that Jordan Love, the Packers quarterback, did come out of the game yesterday. It was a weird injury. He was shaking out his hand. Now, they said he's fine. Like, he could have went back in if the game had meaning, and they chose to just be precautious about it. I'm guessing that's probably right. We'd probably have some sort of report if he was really hurt. So I'm guessing he's going to play. All right. But is our quarterback fully healthy? Is our quarterback ready to roll? Kyle mentioned earlier he's going to throw, like, 12 snaps in a month. Let's hear yesterday. This was kind of an odd interaction after the game. Nick Sirianni being asked about Jalen Hurts. And if he was part of whatever they did on Saturday before the game on Sunday, here's Nick Sirianni.
Was Jalen present at the walkthrough yesterday?
Was he present at the walkthrough?
Yeah, was he there?
Yeah.
Does that represent a progression in the workload?
Hey guys, I mean, he's progressing through the protocol. We've talked a lot about that. So yeah, no, you'll keep. And I respect your guys' question. I'm going to answer them all. But yeah, he's progressing through the protocol.
Hugh, what do you make of that? I mean, this is they just won a game. The backups played. They're going to the playoffs as a 2 seed. It's not a day you would think the coach is going to be frustrated with the line of questioning, right? It's not after a loss. It's not after a big loss. It's almost like a fun celebratory day, and yet he's kind of annoyed at the Hurts questions.
I think partly because he wants to be closely guarded when you're talking about this, because this is a sensitive subject. So I think that's what it was, and he didn't want to. You know, there's been a lot of times where coach says something and we pick it apart and because he says he talks all willy-nilly.
Yeah.
I think he was just trying to be closely guarded at that time. I hear what you're saying. My radar wasn't up on him being nefarious in this situation.
So part of why my radar was up, and I think, Kyle, you were on with Buzz on Friday when he had his press conference Friday. Now, I heard a little bit of the clips later. It seemed like this is a carryover from the end of last week where he's just kind of annoyed at the having to answer questions about Hurts' protocol.
Yeah, I mean, but at the end of the day, it is a little bit alarming, right?
Yes.
Is this going to – because I keep thinking about Tua and how long it took for him to come out. I know he has a history, but it just sort of speaks to how long this thing can drag out, like if it's that severe. So I know Sirianni would never answer this question, but I would like to know, is he progressing through the protocol or does this man still have a concussion today?
Does he still have symptoms, right? Like, yeah. I mean, it's one thing if he just hasn't checked every box, but he's fine. And it's another if he still has some sort of symptoms here. That's worrisome. Here's what I know. The way he answered that question was very odd. The literal way he answered it. Yes, he was present. All right, cool. I mean, you're probably present at work right now. I mean, you're probably present in your home right now.
Barely.
I'm present here. Right, Hugh's present here.
Somewhat.
Sometimes, but like, yeah, it doesn't mean you're active. Doesn't mean you.
I'm distraught. I'm distraught today.
It's about the code?
Well, it's
a lot going on.
Hugh came in here with a lot of stuff going on.
And Hugh Douglas just keeps working.
Hugh was distraught about everything except the Eagles' chances to beat the Packers. Every single thing. 215-592-9494. All right. The other concern in terms of the roster right now, obviously we hope Jalen is ready to go physically and can get through this game the whole time. The other thing, and this one is just, it's been a year-long thing, is the kicker isn't very good this season. Jake Elliott missed again yesterday. All right, so let's look at where he ranks, and then we'll hear Sirianni. So as the season comes to a close, we have Jake Elliott clocking in at 77.8% on his field goals this year. That's like a 1980s, 90s percentage for kickers.
Oh, my gosh. It's awful.
It stinks. It's like 24th out of 29th, regular kickers this year. Kyle, let's hear Sirianni after the game yesterday asked about Elliott missing.
Jake missing that field goal, I mean, in the context of the kind of season he's had, is that a cause for concern, like, going forward?
I came out and made two after that. Again, it was we didn't lose any faith in him. He went out and ripped two that we needed right after that. So, yeah, it happens in this game.
Where are you at on Jake Elliott? It happens or uh-oh?
I'm not – the first one he missed, that was a little bit concerning, but I'm not putting up the red flag. I mean, he just had a rough one. It's going to probably be windy out this Sunday, too.
It's going to be cold and windy.
But as we progress through this – now, I've seen kickers do this, kind of like pitchers. They – have these rocky games, mm-hmm. and then when you need them the most, that's when they kind of come through for you. But listen, I look at it like this. The gauntlet that we potentially are going to run, man, we better be scoring a whole lot of touchdowns. I know the field, like kicking field goals and extra points and all those, the extra points is cool, but yeah, we better be scoring a whole lot of touchdowns.
Can I make a suggestion for this coming Sunday? Can we, like you just said, can we score touchdowns and be up in this game and not have it be close? So Brandon McManus, the kicker for the Packers, is 95.2% on field goals this year. Meanwhile, Jake Elliott's 77.8. Can we please not let this come down to a field goal Sunday? Because I don't like those numbers, Kyle. I want to make sure we're up a touchdown or two so I don't have to worry about this.
One of the biggest reasons that I'm nervous heading into this postseason. I mean, the line for I know it's moving more toward the Eagles, but if we have to go through Minnesota and then Detroit, these point spreads and these games are going to be close. They're going to be one score games,
definitely.
Whether 2 points, 3 points, like a field goal is going to matter at some point during this Eagles postseason run. And I'm sorry, I don't have confidence in the kicker right now.
Well, and then the last time when they won the Super Bowl 7 years ago, Jake Elliott was money, right? I mean, the Super Bowl hitting the kick he hit. I mean, like, they're going to need him at some point. 215-592-9494. We got a 14-win team. They're the 2 seed. Are you plant-based? Are you excited, nervous? Where do you come down? Bruce, we just heard from Bruce's brother. Bruce is now up here on WIP. Hey, Bruce.
Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning and Happy New Year's. I know it's been a minute since we talked, and I finally got my brother up here because he's not going into his workstation. He's working from home today.
Oh, how about that?
No, that's cool.
Because the snow?
Yeah. We probably got about 5 inches on the ground. I mean, I'm like in weather shock because I just got back from L.A. like 3 days ago. I'm like, damn, now we're snowing.
That's a big difference for sure, Bruce. All right, Bruce, what are you feeling on the Eagles?
Hey, man, look, man, I'm a carnivore all the way, man. You worry too much, Joe, man. I think you worry about things.
That's who I am, like, Bruce. I mean, what am I saying? I can't change me. I need you to help me out here.
Well, I can't. Let me just say this because you know, you said something earlier that I disagreed with, and this is real critical about Green Bay having game tape on us since we played this in week one.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the reason why that's a non-issue. First of all, we were a different team then. We were a different team offensively and defensively in game one. You know, we were just gelling under the new coordinators. And if they're gonna bank on that particular game as a measuring stick to plan, it's gonna be a really big mistake. I hope they do, because the results are gonna be drastically different. Now, you know, to that point, you know, the other issue here is being prepared. Like I said, defensively. We're ready to go. We got all of our weapons in place. I'm worried about the whole Jalen thing and why they're being so tight-lipped about that. But if that's not going to be an issue, like my brother said, I'm worried about this kicking thing. I don't know. They really need to fix that and get that together. But I just don't see anything being an issue going forward as far as getting a victory with Green Bay.
So, look, Bruce, I think it's a good point you bring up. It was so long ago. I mean, I don't know how much they're even going to go back and look at it. I mean, they'll look at it. They'll use it. But the teams have changed, right? I mean, you go back to week one, Avante Maddox is the slot. Cooper DeJean's not even on the field. I mean, they were throwing the ball way more than they do now. Now we're more of a run team. So there is a lot different between the teams, you know, now and then, for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, they're not going to get that much on the ground, so they are going to have to throw the ball. Now, here's another thing. After looking at that game last night, I'm hoping Vangio gets some good takeaways on being able to put together some more exotic blitzes. I know we don't blitz that much, but, man, that game last night, I mean, it was a showcase of aggressive defensive play calling and hopefully they'll take some things away from that, just in case if we do have to do something different on defense. But I just think overall we're gonna have a great day to shut down these damn DC fans. Look on my social media, that's all they talk about. I said, man, those guys couldn't even enjoy the victory, and I'm so sad that we can't get DC in the first round. But you know, they're going to be on the couch, and we're going to be moving forward to the next game. Right? We're going to be straight.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I think the Commanders could beat the Bucs. We'll see. Bruce, we appreciate the phone call.
It's going to be a good game.
That's a Sunday night game next Sunday.
Yeah, because I'm thinking rookie quarterback, Coach Bowles, defense. But I can see why people think that the Commodores might have a chance to win. I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, Daniels does – you're right. It is a rookie quarterback on the road first playoff game. Daniels doesn't come off, though, as a rookie quarterback.
No, he doesn't.
He comes off a little bit – different than most rookie quarterbacks. Maybe it's because he played in college for so long. Let's go to Bam in Upper Darby. Hey, Bam.
Bam.
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on?
Bam. What's up, buddy?
Not much. How you?
We're good. We got a playoff week here, Bam. We're ready to roll.
Yeah, listen. I was telling John Johnson, but he told me to tell y'all about it, right? I'm going on a cruise the Super Bowl weekend, right? So, Hugh.
Yes.
Once you get to New Orleans, maybe you can hit Jamaica, meet me in Jamaica, and get on a cruise with us. And celebrate the Super Bowl.
There we go. I think this is a great idea.
You know, I do have some time off. We'll see.
Yeah.
Jamaica, though.
Jamaica. You hop on the cruise. You meet him in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some time off.
Yep. But I'm sorry. I'm agreeing with Kyle today. Kyle, I'm agreeing with you today.
Unbelievable, Bam. Unbelievable. So you're plant-based, too. You're nervous.
Yes, I'm very nervous. Very nervous. Jalen hasn't played since week, 15?
16, yep.
Yep. So I'm kind of very nervous. But, I mean, let's go Birds anyway. I mean, we're gonna beat the pack up. We're gonna take the cheese head.
Well, they're favored too, and they should, Bam. And they should. Bam, go ahead, Bam.
Before I leave, I told Kyle I got a surprise coming for y'all.
What do you got?
Ask Kyle.
All right, Kyle, he's got a surprise for us. All right, Bam, we'll look into the surprise as Kyle's digging deep into his notes to find that surprise. Are you going to meet Bam in Jamaica?
No.
What do you mean no? Man, he just told him maybe.
When I said maybe, but, it, you know, I mean, I'm not going nowhere, man. I ain't even got a coat, but I'm going to go to Jamaica.
You don't need a coat
in Jamaica.
You
probably won't need it in Jamaica.
Yeah, that's actually the best place for you right now. I'm just saying you got invited. I mean, I didn't get invited. Kyle didn't get invited.
All types of places, man.
Hope you have fun down there, man.
Yeah, did you notice that we didn't get an invitation? It wasn't like
Meet me. Like, seriously, bam, one thing at a time. Because now I'm starting to seriously wrap my mind around riding this damn bus.
Oh, we're so close.
With all these hooligans.
3 wins away from a bus trip to New Orleans.
This thing might go down, man. And I'm like, damn, it's a long-ass bus trip.
You know what? I think it's going to start to feel real Sunday at about 8 o'clock when they beat the Packers. And it's like, we're 2 wins away.
We're 2 wins away from
the Super Bowl.
Trip.
Like, it's really
real. And then everybody's going to be scrambling, trying to figure out how we're going to do this and where we're leaving from and all the luggage and all. Yeah. I'm starting to.
Yeah, one thing at a time here. I mean, you're still trying to order a coat. I mean, the coat thing is really a mess.
No, and see, listen, everybody, because everybody's now tomorrow, Amazon Prime. Okay, I know that, I'm an Amazon Prime member. But see, here's the dilemma, because there's a lot more to this story than I've given you. But
is
since
there
now,
really?
Yeah, because now people talking about chiming, you can get one the next day. The coat that I ordered, I'm real particular about what I like. And it has to be in my price point.
And what is that?
$60. So I've been coming in kind of low price point.
He doubled his price point
from
last time.
And so this is the problem. It all depends on the coat that you want, whether or not you can get it immediately.
You and also you can ask to expedite the shipping, but sometimes they charge you like $15 or $20 just to get it here.
Yeah, see, that's outside my price range.
Okay.
So
this is more of a you problem than Amazon. You know this, right?
So what I did, so now the coat that I ordered that I like, that's when I can get it on the 12th. So now I have to go back in and find two things I got to do. I got to find a coat in my price point. And I also got to find one that I can get this week.
Yeah.
So I think I found one.
You're in trouble.
I think I found one.
Okay.
We'll see.
Trying to get your cake and eat it, too.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievable. It really is.
Greedy, greedy.
It is.
This is what I'm doing. And it's like it's going
to
come together.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm not sold. 215-592-9494. Right, back to your phone calls here on the playoffs. Excited, what's the feeling as you wake up this morning? Excited, nervous? What are you feeling as the Eagles get set to open up the postseason against the Green Bay Packers? After we talk to Merrill Reese, we'll get to all your phone calls. I'm sure he's very excited for some playoff football. Merrill's first thoughts on the playoffs, the NFC field, and the matchup coming up against the Green Bay Packers. That's next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The action is heating up on the playoff season at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. You can bet overs or unders and point spread or player props like passing or rushing yards. New ESPN Bet Sportsbook customers can get $10 to get $100 in bonus bets. You can bet $10 to get $100 in bonus bets and unlock 30 days of ESPN Plus. Download the app and sign up to promo code RADIO100 to get started today. Odds and lines subject to change. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.